The Stamp That Wouldn't Die, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. The first U.S. postage stamp that also raised money for charity, for breast cancer research specifically, was issued in July 1998. It was only supposed to be available for a few years, but proved so successful that it spawned other charity stamps like Heroes of 2001 and Stop Family Violence. It also got several extensions. Finally, its strings seemed to run out last month, and on New Year's Eve, it went off sale. Other charities and stamps are waiting in the wings. Not so fast. 3 weeks into the new year, the Senate passed a renewal for the stamp, and the very next day, the president signed it into law. If the breast cancer research stamp isn't back on sale in your post office yet, it will be soon. It survived three postal rate increases and a price hike of its own. It now costs 45 cents, with 8 cents going to two federal programs and the rest paying to deliver your letter. And that's stamp collecting this week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.